Welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. A healthy and prosperous lifestyle does not have to be stressful. We all have the tools within us to lead the way to reach our goals, but many of us need guidance on the how to get there. Hi, I'm your host Madhavi, and I'll be your guide on your side. Being well with busy lifestyles can be hard to do alone. Each week, I will be sharing bite-sized tips and tricks to help you make tiny changes that lead to big differences in your life practice. I invite you to join me on this journey to better health and well-being. After all, you have nothing to lose, but only stress. Welcome to Follow Me Friday, everyone. Today, I was thinking about what am I going to discuss on my Follow Me Friday today? And something that's been going through my mind, and I'd like to share with all of you this little tip is, what's one habit that you can change today? And I'm not talking about taking a huge habit. I'm saying just a tiny change that you can make in your daily life practice. What's one thing that you can do today that will make a shift in your life tomorrow and then the day after and the day after? And when I say a tiny shift, I don't mean I am going to go running for 30 minutes every day outside at 6:30 in the morning. Nothing to that extent, just one small change. What can you do? Maybe putting your left shoe on first instead of your right shoe on first. I mean, this is just an example, trying to get out of a regular habit that you don't think about and create a new habit. And just kind of notice how that feels. And I just gave the example of shoes. It's because some of us put the same shoe on first and then put the other one on. Sometimes we put the shoe on and then tie it and then put the other one on. Make a slight change. And that's a habit. That's a good habit. I mean, we need to put our shoes on before we go out. But I'm talking about if there is a habit that you have been trying to create and incorporate into your daily life practice, what's one small, tiny thing that you can do today to get closer to creating that new habit? What would you do today to make that habit become something where you don't have to think about doing? It's just on autopilot. What would you do? Because many of us know that we need to make changes in order to lead a healthier and well-being lifestyle, but we just won't do it. We're like, yeah, I know I need to go do that. Yeah, I probably should do that, but I'm just going to sit here and do this. Why do we do that? Because we choose the path that's easier. The easiest path is what we choose, and then we just kind of fall and succumb to those old nasty habits, and not creating the new habits and trying to let go of the ones that don't serve us. So the way I work with my clients is we talk about the habit change that they're trying to work on, dropping an old one, picking up a new one. What's one thing that they could do? And we discuss that and allowing my clients to be in the driver's seat, allowing them to make the decision, something that will work for them. I don't tell people, this is what you need to do. This is the protocol. This is the regimen. If you do this, this will work. Yes, fad diets, fad habits, whatever you want to call it, as long as you follow that protocol, yes, it will work. It'll work. But the minute you stop that protocol, it will whatever you've done, all your fruition is gone. Everything comes back, old ways, old habits, easy, sit on the couch, slump, whatever that is. Creating lifestyle changes and creating new habits, taking tiny steps to do it, is what's going to help us ingrain it and put it onto autopilot. And then after so many days, so many weeks, so many months, you will start to gain the fruition of that habit. So working and being patient. There is no magic pill, guys. Sorry. I've tried. I've looked. I think I've tried many fad diets. I've tried many fad habits, whatever you want to call it. They worked while I did it. Was I happy while I was doing them? No, I was miserable. So the thing is, when you make a tiny change, find that change that you want to make that will work into your lifestyle practice, work into your schedule. Put that left shoe on and tie it, and then put the right shoe on and tie it. Whatever it is, whatever habit you want to change, but make it a tiny one. One thing that I try to help my clients who want to incorporate perhaps going outside for a walk, regularly. We won't say every day, we're going to say regularly. We just start and they never step foot outside in tennis shoes. In fact, they may not even own tennis shoes. Let's just say my client didn't own tennis shoes. I said, well, the first step is, what would be the first step? Order or go buy some tennis shoes. Well, they'll obviously figure that out. The next step is, well, what's the next tiny step they can do to create this habit? Well, just put your shoes on and walk towards your door and then stand there. And then you turn around and you're done. The next step would be open the door, go stand on the porch. And the next time, open the door, stand on the porch, and then walk to your mailbox and then walk back. Now, this is really, really broken down, tiny, tiny habits, but this is for someone that has not exercised a day in their life. They don't know how to incorporate it into their life. But I'm talking about literally, that's the type of tiny change that I am asking you to find today to create a little bit of a difference tomorrow. Remember, all the actions you take today are going to create your future self for tomorrow. All the actions that you have taken in the past have created what you are today. So think about what you would like to do today to see a tiny change tomorrow. You may not see it tomorrow. You may see it a month from now, 90 days from now, a year from now, but it will be worth it. Trust me. I know because I have been practicing these habit changes myself, and it's worth it. It makes a huge change. And maybe soon I'm going to be sharing with you my journey of transformation that I have fallen upon and created some amazing changes in my life. I feel amazing. I love myself. And I hope you can say that about yourself too. So until next time, you guys have a wonderful weekend. Happy Friday. And if you're not listening to this on a Friday, that's okay too. Happy day. Create that one tiny change that will get you closer to creating that new amazing habit. And see where it will take you from there. Talk to you guys soon. Take care and have a wonderful day. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Prana Health, Wellness, and Yoga. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so that you won't miss any upcoming episodes. Also, if you'd like to follow me on Facebook, I have a private group called Living Healthy, Living Well, giving tips and tricks for a healthy lifestyle. If you would also like to learn more about my coaching sessions, group, individual, and yoga sessions, group and private, visit my website, www.pranahealthpc.com. All of these will be in the show notes below. Until next time, have a wonderful week.